Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. And welcome to Women Talk on Miss Worth It Speaks Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited this morning to have you listening in and just being a part of this amazing topic that we're going to discuss, releasing the dark side. And pretty much we're just going to talk about women. We'll be talking about in discussing how the dark side of things we have faced have hindered our growth and voice, exactly what it will take to get ourselves rid to become a better woman, a better person, a better you. And so we always are striving to become a better individual so that we can definitely impact the lives of those younger women coming behind us. So we want to always be trailblazers. So I want to thank you this morning for listening. You heard the intro music by none other than Bruce Marley. Want to give him a shout out. And so if you're interested in some instrumental music beats, you can follow him or find him on Instagram, Facebook, and perhaps I think Twitter at Bruce Marley. So we want to thank him for those amazing tunes, those amazing beats. I mean, just some inspirational music. So we're excited. So we're just going to go ahead and get started today about this dark side. And for me, one of the things is that you have to stay on top of it, because if you don't, you'll find yourself stressed, depressed, and possibly just losing your mind. But there are so many things that we have allowed to impact our lives to be on the dark side. And so for me, one of the most, painful, I would say, situations that came about was the death of my son. And that put me in a dark side, and it did have an impact on my growth. It appeared on the outside as if I continued to move and grow, and which I were, but it still hindered a portion of my growth. But because I was able to tap into my spiritual side and trust and hold faith to God, knowing that, you know, I can accomplish anything with him on my side. Because I held to that, I was able to go through my dark side as a champion. And so it really boils down to, it's not about what you go through, it's about how you go through it. And so for me, because I connected with my Heavenly Father, in which I believe in, I was able to go through it as a champion, with strength, with power, with endurance. But there was this period that I was just in my mind contemplating, what should I do? How should I handle this? What type of impact this will have on me for the rest of my days that God allowed me to be alive? And also, how will I be able to communicate with other people, individuals? How would that look? And so I thought about why it happened. Why wasn't it stopped? Who could have prevented it? What did I do wrong? And all of these things went through my mind. But yet, in the midst of that darkness, I still trust and had faith in God. But what I had to channel in, guys, is that I had to channel in belief. Believing that my Father, my Heavenly Father, that he sent his son so that I could have deliverance. So I had to have belief that he can do and will do just what he said, and that I could come out on top. And so I want to encourage you today that if you're going through a dark place in your life, whether it's a loss of a loved one, whether it's a relationship that has gone bad, whether it's a disagreement, no matter whether you've lost your job, whether it's your finances, no matter what it is, if you have found yourself in this dark place, understand and know that if one, you're a Christian, that you just have to activate your faith. Because see, God gave us all a measure of faith. So we all have a measure of faith. So it's not that we have to get faith. He gave us a measure of faith. However, if we have disbelief, then we can't activate our faith. Because faith is believing in the things that you cannot see, you cannot touch, you cannot feel, you cannot comprehend. However, you have faith that it is what it is. Now, if you have disbelief, that will cause you to say faith, but not activate and live and walk in your faith. So you have to believe. You have to have belief, a belief system that God is who he said he is, that his son Jesus died on Calvary's cross, that the Holy Spirit has been left to guide you and help you. Once you believe without a shadow of a doubt, then your faith is activated. Then you can endure all of the afflictions and circumstances and obstacles and challenges that you are faced with. Then you can overcome in the midst of the darkness. You can overcome and have victory because Jesus will be guiding you, walking with you, standing by you, carrying you, whatever it takes. All you have to do is believe that he can, and it'll be done. So that dark place where you have found yourself, just take your time and sit back and think. If you have believed in Jesus before, then you must believe in him now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So whatever he did for you back then, he can do it even more right now. First of all you got to know is that he gave you breath to breathe this morning, to wake up, to stand up, to move. Whatever condition you in, he allowed you to still be here for a purpose. Not because he had to, but because he chose to. And he chose to give you an opportunity to glorify him by doing a work, by being loving and kind and compassionate, by going out and talking and telling other people, by making sure that every unsaved person has an opportunity to receive the gift of salvation. And so right there, when you think about that, that's a shouting point right there. That's enough to say, you know what? I'm in this dark place, but God, I'm going to believe. And if you go to his word, you'll see how he brought about deliverance, how he set people free, how he conquered in the lives of others. So if he did it for them, what make you think he won't do it for you? He didn't leave you here to torture you, but he wants you to draw nearer to him. And see, a lot of times we get in dark places and we say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, the Lord this and the Lord that. But we don't really believe that. How do I know you don't believe it? I'm glad you asked. Because your lifestyle, your practices does not display that you believe it. Because after you went in the dark place and he let you come out, you went back to being the same you was before that dark place. When you go into a dark place, you should transition and come out afresh, a new individual in Christ. Now, if you don't believe, I hope you believe in something, some spiritual being, something that can help you during that dark time. Because if you don't, there's an adversary who will rock your world. You will be the individual that get caught up. Alcoholism, drug addiction, sex addiction, whatever it is. If you don't believe in Jesus, you don't believe in God, then you're out here by yourself and you're fighting a losing battle. And it will cause you to have a whirlwind in your life, to go through things that you didn't have to, and to go through this dark place without God. And as I stated before, it's not what you go through, it's how you go through and who you go through it with. So if you go through it with God and Jesus on your side and the Holy Spirit unctioning and guiding you, you're victorious even in the midst of the dark place. For me, to my listeners. And if you have any questions, call me, 516-595-8103. I'll be glad to hear what you have to say. But as for me, I got a lot of phone calls. I got a lot of encouragement. But where people told me and how they told me I would behave was not what I went through. And so I'm excited because 16 years old, accepting Jesus, living on my own, being carnal, being a babe in Christ, and then growing to become his friend, assist me, helped me, guided me, prepared me for the dark place. And see, it's not that I hadn't been in a dark place before, because I had. I went through it a little bit different then. Not tragically where I was out of control, but because of my foundation, I always had faith. Now, in some of the dark places, I didn't believe, but I kept going back and forth. I'm a trust him. Not really sure, but I'm a trust him, because ultimately, who else was going to deliver me from the dark place? Not my parents, not my friends. At one point, not my children, not my spouse, nobody but God. So he delivered me, and I had to learn. And each step of the way, I learned and I grew and I grew. So in this dark place that I recently went through, which is the worst dark place, in my opinion, that I could face besides losing my relationship with the Lord, well, one of the worst, I was able to withstand. I was able to stand, be fully armored in the armor of Christ, and stand against the attacks of the enemy. I was able to trust in the Lord without seeing what he was going to do. I was able to hold on to his promises and know that I was, not that I was going to be, but that I was already victorious, even in the midst of the dark place. That seems like there will never be a new beginning. There will never be no light. There will never be anything, any more joy. There will never be any peace. There will never be any happiness. But however, because my faith in God was activated by my belief, I was able to go through victoriously. And I'm proud of that. I'm thankful because of God, not by my might, but by the power of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because I can't do anything by my own might but make a mess. And I've been down that road before. So I'm excited. And so I just wanted to share with you this morning and inform you that no matter where you are today, whether it's financial situations, whether your faith is straggling, whether you've lost a loved one, whether you're in confrontation with your family, friends, children, whoever, your boss, whether you're unemployed, whether you have a bad relationship or you just got out of a bad relationship, whether you're physically in a place where you need healing, your body has been broke down, no matter what, whatever chaos that have showed its ugly face in your life, do not allow yourself to be consumed by the attacks of the enemy to take control of you and make you think that you can't stand in the midst of this darkness and that you won't come out victorious. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Don't believe in your own understanding, but believe on God. Study his word to show yourself approved. Know that if you get in his word, you not only will learn some things and see how he delivered others, but you will he will be enlightened and you will become a friend. He will bless you with understanding that you've never had before. If you ask for wisdom, he say he'll give it to you. He will enlighten you to unfold the mysteries, and he will order your steps. You don't need to know where he's taking you. You need to know that you can trust wherever he take you. So just do whatever it is he's asking you to do. And lean on your spiritual friends and family, people who you've seen walk the walk and not just talk the talk, but they actually live it. They trust in God without a doubt, with their not just trusting God with their finances, but trusting God with their temple, trusting God with their mind, trusting God with their decisions, trusting God with everything that has to do with the life he's given them. Not that they're perfect. But yet when they fall, they don't stay down there. They don't wallow in the mud. They get back up fighting like the champions they are in Christ Jesus. And if he did it for you, if he did it for me, he'll sure enough do it for you. If he did it for them and our forefathers, he's going to do it for us. But we have to have faith activated by believing he is who he said he was. He is who he say he is. He is who he say he will continually be until the day that Jesus returns. So whether you've been raped, molested, robbed, lied to, finagled, whether you, no matter what you're going through, you can go through as a champion. How do I know? Because Miss Worth It can tell you she's been in the valley, but yet he's risen her to the mountain. She's been in the gutter, but he brought her up to the uttermost. Been in the dark place. And in that dark place, there was light illuminating. And he brought her out with the victory that she had as she stood, and she still walks in that victory. So stay connected to your spiritual being, your spiritual relationship. Be a friend to God, because he's definitely a friend to you. And there's going to be more to come to let you know how Miss Worth It made it through the dark side. I'll be releasing a book within several months, and I want you to get hold of this devotional journal and take the time to allow it to transform your mindset of who you are. It's going to guide you down the path that God took me to become connected, closely connected to him in the time of adversity, in the time of tragedy, in the time of darkness. So I thank you for tuning in with Women Talk. And I hope that this has blessed not only your mind, but your soul. I hope that this has activated you to know that no matter what you go through, you won't go through it alone if you just believe and have faith in God, knowing that all things will work together for your good according to his purpose in glory. We want to close today with a tune from Artificial Intelligence, a group of young men who have transitioned their life to tell their story through music, to tell their experience through music about what God is doing in their life. And so I want to leave you with Artificial Intelligence song, so you can just hear. And if you've never heard of them or you like the song, please, you know, you can go to their website. You can follow them on Instagram and Twitter, Artificial Intelligence. These young men, Drizzy, C. Lewis, and Justin Cloud, have not only come together as music connoisseurs or music singers or rappers, but they have come together as men of God. So here's AI. I thank you for listening to Women Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Miss Worth It Speaks. And you have a blessed and fabulous, prosperous Saturday, because you are worth it.
It's time to wake up, no time to waste, gotta stay up on my grizzly. He acquit me, so I'm letting off till I'm empty. Yeah, I'm a soldier with plenty of other soldiers. Who with it? We all down to spread the truth. And to the Lord, tell us different. Now for your boy in the building, the Lord of hosts, let us in it. That's praising him for all the struggles. Life is more than a feeling. His grace is so sufficient. Think that's why I'm addicted. Sitting high up on this throne, the Father's love got me tripping. I might need intervention because I'm praying for substance that you don't see in existence. And they be thinking it's nothing. Then I'm hit with persistence when I wrestle with Michael until I refill like prescriptions. Monitoring my vitals, and I ain't chasing no title. Just call me a disciple, bringing the gospel to the streets so that he make his arrival. Now watch me kick it like Ryan, record a mic in the finals. And I ain't stopping till my God name go viral. Him, I got him. I don't like him, I love him. And I'm addicted to Jesus, and I put nothing above him. Whenever daddy going, I got an answer there. He's got over everything. That's where my mental at. Get him, I got him. I don't like him, I love him. And I'm addicted to Jesus, and I put nothing above him. Whenever daddy going, I got an answer there. He's got over everything.
have him, need him. Call him Jesus, Romans beat him. But he left his spirit, feel so good, it got me seizing. First he free me, then he clean me. Man, I caught it OCD, and I ain't playing checkers, but I jumped the border. He said, king me, weapons never carnal, but I smack the devil. For GP, my fervent prayers, my hobby, hands are together like TV. Word says, stay with it, in and out of season. Winter reaping, fanning flames in the summer, I call that overheating. I seen the pool of Shalom, so I went off in the deep end. When I got out, never dried off, on the most high, I deepen. I'm on that ground that don't seek in what I have found, man, I'm keeping. And yes, he's good with the past, that's why there's no incompletions. I call him Alpha and Omega, cause he is God and but pretend. He is my hedge of protection, my life walks with that breathing. I got my helmet, salvation, that's how I snap on the defense. Till I touch down